Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
New England Nightly News.
All right. For the New England Nightly News tonight, we're going to go back to an old topic, which we haven't really talked much about since the trial ended. I'm talking, of course, about the Karen Reed trial, which this isn't actually all about Karen Reed. It's about people connected to the Karen Reed trial. First and foremost, Michael Proctor, the state trooper who got relieved of his duties, has been appealing, trying to get back into the Mass State Police. And we found out today that that appeal has been dropped.
We have new information just in about why former trooper Michael Proctor dropped his fight to get his job back.
Proctor was fired earlier this year and went before the Civil Service Commission in August, arguing he should be reinstated. But late last week, he filed the paperwork to drop his appeal. Proctor was fired after an inappropriate text message surfaced during the first Karen Reed trial. After he was fired, Proctor argued that his firing was political. Moments ago, his attorney said they made the decision to drop his appeal based on disclosures they learned about on Friday. The I-team has learned those disclosures involved thousands of text messages discovered on Proctor's cell phone that contained racial slurs and offensive and inappropriate language, information that could be made available to defense attorneys in other cases Proctor was investigating. Now, we know Proctor's name has come up in at least two other cases.
All right, you can stop it right there. We know
David,
that he's...
Lisa?
Okay, thank you. We know that he's got a hand in the Walsh trial, which is going on right now. But that is, I mean, listen, is it surprising based on what he was texting his friends during the Reed thing? No. Thousands of text messages with racial slurs and stuff like that that he doesn't want to get out. It might get out anyway now, as you just heard at the end there. He is involved in these other cases, so this type of thing may come out and questioning his judgment and his ability and his all that. I mean, it all goes into question when you have this many problems with a guy, and they have all the problems with this guy. When the Mass State Police fired him in between the two trials, they basically guaranteed, I think, that Reed was not going to get convicted. I think that was a guarantee right there when he got fired that she was not going to see the inside of a jail cell. You can't have the lead investigator get fired from the state police and then not mention him at all in the next trial and expect like no one's going to notice that. Like that I think weighed heavily on the jury. I think that was a huge deal. Some of them even afterwards mentioned it. They were like, yeah, I mean, how can you do this? How can you convict this woman when the lead investigator has been fired for his behavior and his conduct in this trial, you know, in this case? And I know you're not supposed to know all those things if you're on a jury, but there's no way to avoid that. I mean, everybody was very, very much involved in that first trial. So I think it was going to be hard to get a clean jury anyway. And without Proctor there, warts and all, then there was just no chance. And now we find out why he got fired. I think it was more than just that Reed case. I think that they knew about all this. They knew about what was on his phone. And when he went to go and do the reinstatement, they were like, listen, you can do this. You can go through with this if you want. But if we release all these text messages, first of all, you're going to lose. And second of all, we're going to look bad too. And they may end up looking bad anyway. Like, we hired you. We had you on board. We, you know, you said all these things and did all these things while you were on the job under all of our supervision or whatever they're going to say. And that doesn't make us look good either. and just a horrible mess. I mean, really a horrible, horrible mess for the Mass State Police. And there may be more to it than this. There may be more going on. But as far as Proctor's concerned, I mean, it couldn't possibly be going any worse for this guy. And based off of the things that he's texting, and I don't know what this new stuff is, thousands of text messages, though. I mean, it's one thing to text with your friends and, you know, some of that, which I didn't think was appropriate, obviously, but it wasn't official on-the-job stuff. That was him texting with his friend. Thousands and thousands of text messages, racial slurs, all that stuff. That's not just a one-off. That's a pattern, I think, and that's pretty clear. And that's why he dropped the appeal, is what it sounds like anyway. Let's get to our next headline here on the New England Nightly News, which also has something to do with Karen Reed, and that would be Turtle Boy, who has been on these airwaves before. Aiden Kearney, Turtle Boy, who was a huge, huge factor in the whole Karen Reed movement. I mean, he was, you can't really downplay that. Whether you like him or you don't like him, you can't deny that he played a huge, huge role in everything that happened there in that case, all of it. I mean, he really brought it to the forefront. There's no question about that. I'll never deny that. But he got in some legal trouble as well, as several accounts of witness intimidation and charges of witness intimidation were levied against him. He spent some time, 2 months, I think, in jail. And now two of those charges have been dropped. Do we not have sound for this? Okay, sorry. We have sound for the next one. So that is another thing to keep an eye on. It doesn't mean that all of his charges have been dropped. He still has two counts that are still on the table here. And what's going on with this and what's interesting about this is a thing that kind of relates to this next headline that we're going to get to. But prosecutors have dropped one of these cases. Oh, hold on a second. I just pulled it up. Now I lost it. The last remaining prosecutor withdrew last month, and because of that, the DA's office dropped one of his witness intimidation cases against Kearney. The indictment also charged him with wiretapping in connection with an altercation he had with an ex-girlfriend back in 2023. Special prosecutor Robert Cosgrove, who's a retired judge, withdrew from the case after she named him in response to a defamation suit that Kearney filed against her in Worcester County. So I'm not going to get into the weeds with all of that because it gets very wonky. The point is this particular charge has been dropped. There are two more charges that they are going to try and proceed with, although he's filed to get those dropped as well. I would say this. I was thinking that after Reed walked, that they were going to put all of their efforts into going after Turtle Boy and really try and make it, you know, get some kind of pound of flesh out of this whole thing after they feel like she walked free. And I figured that they would go full bore and try and do that. But it turns out now there's just so much nonsense going on with these cops and all these people. It's really ridiculous. Like, it's kind of embarrassing. I mean, if we're being honest here. But two of those have been dropped, and we'll see what happens with the other ones. The way things are going, I'm guessing, I mean, if I had to take a wild stab in the dark right here, I think it's more likely that they get dropped than he gets convicted of anything. But who knows? I mean, we'll see. We'll see how aggressively they want to proceed with that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And that brings us to our final piece of nightly news here. And this has to do with maybe a little bit of what's going on with the Kearney case. Not exactly like that, but there is a big-time lawyer shortage going on in Massachusetts right now.
Case after case dismissed today in Suffolk County, all because the defendants have gone more than 45 days without an attorney. Among the charges dismissed, assault and battery, gun offenses, vandalism, drunk driving, and violating abuse prevention orders. It's a result of the work stoppage by bar advocates, private lawyers who defend suspects who can't afford an attorney. They stopped accepting new cases in May. They want the state to pay them more. The legislature and the governor approved a raise this summer, but not at the level the lawyers want. Before today, nearly 1,400 cases had been dismissed. They can be refiled, but at least for now, hundreds of suspects are free of those charges, and prosecutors fear the consequences.
Okay, you can stop it right there. This is horrifying. I mean, this is a horrifying development right now. You're not getting public defenders. You're not getting lawyers defending these people who were accused and charged with some pretty serious crimes here. If you read down the list, it gets worse than what she mentioned. But there are some gun charges. There's some child abuse charges. There's a lot of those type of charges. And they're getting dismissed without anything, without even a trial. And that's because there's no lawyers. There's not enough lawyers. They're holding out for more money. And I hate to tell you, but Maura Healey, whoever's in charge of this type, whoever's budgeting this stuff, you better get back to the table here. Because you can't have this happen. You can't go out there and talk about how Boston's the safest city in the world, and meanwhile you're having 1,400 cases dismissed because you don't have enough lawyers. Like, that's ridiculous. They got you over a barrel is the point. And I can't believe it came to this. I can't believe that this was something that even got, came to this point. It shouldn't have. Someone should have stepped in. Someone should have intervened long before this. And the fact that no one did, I think, is a bit of a failure of leadership here. And I'm not, I don't think that you can possibly go forward without coming to some sort of resolution and getting these lawyers back to work, because this is ridiculous. That's a ridiculous thing to hear in a place like Massachusetts, where we've got some pretty solid law schools. We've got, a pretty good infrastructure when it comes to all that stuff. Are there problems with it? Sure, there's problems with it everywhere, okay? But in Boston and Massachusetts, I feel like our standard's a little bit higher than a lot of other places. And now all of a sudden, cases are just getting thrown out because there's not enough lawyers, because they won't pay them. Like, come on, let's get this, whatever's going on here, get over it and let's get this fixed. And that's the New England Nightly News here on a Wednesday, the 22nd of October in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.